This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. You know, it's just absolutely a banner news day and will continue to be. We are reading grievance number 56 for the New California State Movement. Grievance number 56. Wow. That's a lot of grievances. Yes, it is. We could do another 100 more, I'm sure. We could do 100. In fact, when we get all the counties up and running and reading grievances, watch out. Watch out. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Like I said, a lot of things going on. The president was down in Miami last night and talking about, guess what? Yeah, you got it. Talking about Venezuela and socialism. And boy, did he just knock it out of the park with his comments about, well, I thought he was talking about Venezuela, but it turns out I think he was talking about, yes, you got it. He was talking about California all along, talking about how California is. I mean, no, it's almost interchangeable. You could, if you, in his statement, if you read it, if you take out race, Venezuela, and substitute California, man, you got the same thing. Right? You got the same thing. You got socialism leading to Marxism. Wait, communism. I'm sorry, race to communism. Marxism, say communism. Because, you know, we're nationalizing things. So they nationalized all their, you know, private companies. So the government runs everything. That's called communism. That's the last time I checked. You know, like California is now nationalizing the power companies and insurance companies and soon it'll be medicine. Of course, they took up Obamacare, right? California was one of the last, only states to say, "Oh, we got our own care system, just like Obamacare, and we've nationalized it." So that's what they've done. So the nation state of California, which is where they want to go, right? We know that. Trying to form their own country is going to be a socialist nation state. Duh. What can I say? I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the way it is. I mean, this is common sense. It really truly is. It is common sense that this is what's going on in California right now. And, you know, this is what Donald Trump said last night in Miami. And this is what he said about Venezuela. So pay attention here. Listen to this. And just erase Venezuela and put in California.
Venezuela was the wealthiest nation by far in South America.
Okay, California was the wealthiest state by far in the United States of America.
But years of socialist rule have brought this once thriving nation to the brink of ruin. That's where it is today. The tyrannical socialist government nationalized private industries and
PG&E, insurance company, and medicine, so far nationalized in California.
Took over private businesses. They engaged in massive wealth confiscation.
Oh, yeah, what's going on in the rural lands? Let's talk about Paradise, California. Let's talk about the car fire. Let's talk about Santa Rosa, California. Let's talk about the Woolsey fire. That's confiscation of land, folks.
Shut down free market.
Shut down free markets. Can you not name a company that has not left California? Talk about shutting down free markets. Look what California's doing and done.
Suppressed free speech.
Ah, suppressed free speech, which they do on a regular basis in California, right? Let's talk about freedom of speech. Let's talk about the First Amendment and how Gavin Newsom excluded the public from his own inaugural, even though he published it as the people's inauguration. There were no people there to see him because you could not get in the white tent. They had so many guards and thugs around the tent, no one could penetrate it. That is a violation of our freedom of speech, right? Gavin Newsom can't be seen in public. Oh, no.
And set up a relentless propaganda machine.
Ah, let's see. Javier Becerra, they all engage in, of course, the relentless propaganda machine has been industrialized in California because you've got the education system, you got Hollywood, you got all these media outlets that are all beholden to San Francisco elites.
Rigged elections.
Oh, no. California rigged elections? Ha! Huh? Are you? Oh, no. No. We have pristine elections. We only bus people. We're so pristine, we bus people from polling place to polling place, to more polling places, to more polling places, so they can vote as many times as they want in one election cycle. And then we have to have, well, we're agriculturally oriented for voting because we vote harvest. We grow those votes, we chop them down, and we harvest them. Then we take them to, well, we determine, you know, wherever those ballots are needed after the election to give you a fair accounting of those ballots. Oh, I'm sorry. We declare a winner one day, but then the next day, because of all those harvested ballots, we get a different outcome. Shocking. That's fair. That's fair elections.
Use the government to persecute their political opponents.
Really? Right. Use the government to persecute their political opponents. Really? That's exactly what happens in California. How many of you are suppressed right now? Let's talk about the California Republican Party, because that's all part of the system, by the way. The California Republican Party is nothing more than an offshoot, of course, Gavin Newsom and the rest. It's all one system, right? The monoparty system. There's no suppression. No.
And destroyed the impartial rule of law.
Oh, this is where it really gets down to it now, doesn't it? Destroying the impartial rule of law of California? There you go. I mean, letting criminals loose? Nothing to see here. Just move along. By the way, if you're an illegal foreign national, you get set free. And if you're a citizen, no matter what your race, color, or creed, you go to jail. You suffer in California. That's it.
Oh. In other words, the socialists have done in Venezuela all of...
have done in California...
the same things that socialists, communists, totalitarians have done everywhere that they've had a chance to rule.
Well, there's an alternative to that, of course. New California. New California, grievance number 56 will be read today to show support for the sheriffs of California and the rest of the nation, I might add. Because guess what? The rule of law is going to be destroyed if they destroy the sheriffs of California. And that's the notion that Gavin Newsom and the rest of the socialists down in Sacramento have in store for us. We will be there. We hope you participate as well. Got to stand up and grieve.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Burning down the house. We're getting all set here, so if you have a notion to call in, you can do so. Area code 215-867-8255, and we got our system. I'm looking at the system here, and we got some callers that have been stacked up calling in and that sort of thing. And I'm getting to you. We're getting to you. Just hang on. Hang on. Hang on. We're going to get you. So, I think it's safe to call in now. It's safe to, I think, well, maybe it's not. Oh, there it is. Okay, now it's safe. All right. We're good. We're good. I know there's a list of things going on here. I see it. So we'll be with you in a second here on Agenda 20. So the call-in line is 215-867-8255. And just a lot of things happening. Hello. I mean, there really is. You have to admit that the Donald Trump thing, it's quite phenomenal. But, you know, the thing about the Donald Trump thing is it's the people in the neighborhood don't like it so much. This is the thing about Republicans, conservatives versus the socialists. We're going to call them technocrats, by the way. because after yesterday's defining moment, really, with Patrick Wood, he really broke it out. The Democratic Party doesn't exist anymore, and neither does the Republican Party. I see the polarization around two things. Because when you take a look at Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, if she is the indicator for what the party is supposed to be, and she is. And, of course, I called it out, her phony election. The guy who was there in the Bronx, he really, the Democrat, he was kind of a putsy kind of guy, but he was really high up in the echelon of the House of Representatives for different committees and so on. And, you know, it was a staged election for her to bring her in. She's been groomed to be doing what she's doing. No one at 29 years of age, in my opinion, has the sense of direction like she does unless she's been groomed. I'm telling you, I've been around these people. So she's you know, political hack, if you will. She's one of those kind. And in that, what we have here is a person who is focused on what the elites want and where they're going. And this is my point that I have been stating all along, is that in the case of Ocasio-Cortez, she is the messenger of the technocrats, those that believe in technology first, right? That technology is going to bring them everything. And, of course, the tools of the trade, the weapons, if you will, of capitalism and all the other things, all of, you know, our Constitution, by the way, is environmental and technological. So you have a blending here of technology and the environment that they're using as cultural weapons to destroy us. Of course, there's other things, not political correctness, that sort of thing. Those are also hallmarks of the cultural elites out here. But the notion that she has come up just ding, all of a sudden there's Ocasio-Cortez. Okay, this, go back and look at the, a lot of people were talking, well, is this election fixed? Yes, the election's fixed. It was time for that young, that man to step down. He'd been there for a long time. Now they bring in the new blood. And this is the sign of Ocasio-Cortez. I'm telling you. But the back, what's happened is that it's sort of whiplash. They think they've got all the socialist support for her. They don't. No, it's been a negative, net negative on the American people. And that's a problem. That's a big problem for them. But they're going to go with it. Because that's all they know. That's all that they know. And, of course, you have an ensconced culture in and around Washington and in California state government, of course. I mean, it's just, it's ubiquitous. You can't get away from it. Of the totalitarian mindset. And these people, a lot of these people don't even know it's a totalitarian mindset, which it is a totalitarian mindset. No doubt about it. A totalitarian mindset. So this is where we are at in not only socialist California, but socialist America. You have a number of states that have followed that same mentality, that same tune, so to speak. And, of course, California is leading the pack. That's why I say these states that are out there, and all of you out there in the hinterlands, pay attention to what's going on out here because it's coming to you if it has not already happened to you. You can pull yourself out of it just like we're doing in California, and we will. We will prevail. Here's their problem. They should have done this 20 years from now. But they can't wait because the people that are behind all this, they're getting along in age, and they want to see it happen in their lifetime. Such as George Soros, right? King master to all that. And all the other trilaterals that are out there that played this little game. Very well put, by the way, in... by Patrick Wood yesterday on an interview. Great interview. Hour number two in yesterday's podcast, if you're checking it out. It is absolutely a stellar interview, and you should listen to it. Okay, 215-867-8255 is the call-in line. We're talking about socialism. Where is it going today? I want to say that, Anthony Weiner got home. I'm going to talk. I got some more Trumpisms here, and I want to stay on the Trump thing for a second. I'm distracted by the shining object, Anthony Weiner. Bezos, anyone? Isn't it funny? You have this whole thing about Anthony Weiner, and then you have this thing about Bezos, and Bezos. Bezos is one of these kind of guys who's shown as a Weiner. He was texting, come on, what's wrong with these guys? A billionaire, the richest man in the world, texting himself. Ha ha! What is wrong with that picture? Can anyone tell me what is wrong with that picture? Besides plenty, right? Besides plenty. There's plenty wrong with that picture. People are buzzing me. Where they're buzzing me at. Getting all kinds of messages here. So, I'm trying to get the things to play. We're not playing well in the sandbox here on Agenda 21 Radio. I don't like it when the system isn't working. Anyway, so Bezos, and Anthony Weiner have something in common, don't they? But I want to tell you about Donald Trump last night, and so we can get into this. This is, I think very, very important to understand. I think Donald Trump is clearly letting everybody know that there's going to be more action, not just in Venezuela. And even Marco Rubio, who was down there in the last couple of days at the border in Colombia, in a quandary about why all the aid that they brought into Colombia is not being shipped across to the starving millions of people in Venezuela. And this shows you how the Maduro vice grip, if you will, with all the army generals and commanders and so on, with all these people, has allowed these people. Now they're going to start starving to death in droves. More violence will develop. This is the way of the dictatorship. This is why socialism does not work. It always ends this way, always. Now, the big question and our biggest fear as New California is this is what's going to happen here. That's why we are New California. That's why we are stepping up, standing up, and saying, look, there is a way peacefully to do this. There is a way in which we don't have to be violent. There is a way in which we do not have to descend into anarchy, which is, you know, the next steps in, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, California will be in that mode. It's just a natural progression, and California is following Venezuela's footsteps. And we are in the shadow of Venezuela right now. And it's casting quite a shadow over all of the United States. That's what Trump is worried about. That's what he's concerned about. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, New Nevada. Sign up on Sign Up Genius, newnevadastate.com. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
AGENDA. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Well, speaking of lying, I have a situation going on now with this new. This a rookie congresswoman from Minnesota says, this is an article about her. She's just being hammered. I don't know if we're going to do, I don't know if I want to talk about this today, but I will. The Omar girl, you know, from the, Omar. She, it's kind of interesting. Ilhan Omar's big lie. This is from Rich Lowry. And I'll chime into this and see how this whole thing plays out. She is the person who you probably have, she's a congresswoman from Minnesota. And the article is about her and, the, of course, her. Her epic confrontation with Elliot Abrams, who is a longtime political guy from Reagan era, actually. I think even, yeah, Reagan era. And she had this big exchange with him, and it kind of went viral, and she was very confrontational. Of course, she was not being truthful and everything. But we're going to chime into this whole thing right now. This is a Brett Baer show. Well, I really like Brett Baer a lot. I really am a big fan of his. Anyway, he talks about this and it says, you know, the whole thing about her feelings about Islam and her feelings about the United States. She came here under the, you know, telling everybody, or she ran on the, oh, I love the United States. And of course, now what's happening is she's basically bad-mouthing and you know, putting the United States down. And she's got an agenda. She's a radicalized Islamic, you know, terrorist, basically. That's what she is. Let's just talk like it is, because, you know, she's into CARE. She's into the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood, I don't know why they're not labeled as a terrorist group. They are in every other country. They should be here in the United States. But here's Brett Baer's take on this whole thing that's going on with Ilhan Omar.
The president's point man on the Venezuela crisis says international pressure will eventually lead to the ouster of disputed President Nicolas Maduro. Special Representative Elliot Abrams was on Capitol Hill today. At least one lawmaker seemed more interested in the past than the present. State Department Listen correspondent Rich Edson has the latest.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question.
The Trump administration's new Venezuela envoy defending his work in the Reagan administration. One of the newest members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee questioned Elliot Abrams' credibility on Latin American policy because of U.S. involvement then in El Salvador's civil war.
Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a ridiculous question, and
Yes or no?
No.
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal attack.
As Abrams defends the current administration's Latin American policy, disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro refuses to yield power to opposition leader and interim president Juan.
Okay, so here you have her attacking Abrams on something that happened years ago, which he had no control over. So you can see she's trying to bring in past things from the Reagan era to apply it to today, which has no connection at all. But it's in complete support for, yes, you guessed it, for Maduro. That's what this is all lining up to be. So let's listen to some of this exchange again.
Present, State Department correspondent Rich Edson has the latest.
Here we go.
If I can respond to that.
So she's on the attack mode. She's not going to let him respond to a previous question. That's the setting the stage here.
It wasn't a question.
It wasn't a statement. So she's making a statement, not asking a question. So why is he even there? So in other words, she's taking political advantage of the situation. She's supposed to be asking questions and finding out information. She's not. Now listen to this.
That was not a question.
Trump administration's new Venezuela envoy defending his work in the Reagan administration. One of the newest members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee questioned Elliot Abrams' credibility on Latin American policy because of U.S. involvement then in El Salvador's civil war.
So that was in the Reagan era.
Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a
ridiculous question, and she's trying to extrapolate events from the 1980s to today. Events we did not control.
Ridiculous question, and
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal attack.
This is the kind of stuff that this just a personal attack. So she's covering now for Maduro. See, this kind of stuff is happening now to our Congress, where you have lackeys for the totalitarians in place.
As Abrams defends the current administration's Latin American policy, disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro refuses to yield power to opposition leader and interim president Juan Guaido.
There is a storm brewing inside the Maduro regime that will eventually bring it to an end. For those remaining supporters of the regime, we have one simple message. Your time is up.
Much of Venezuela's military leadership appears to support Maduro. Abrams says now is the time for the armed forces to support the Venezuelan people. 2 weeks after National Security Advisor John Bolton appeared at a briefing with 5,000 troops to Colombia, clearly written on a notepad, Abrams says the administration is not taking the military route. Meeting this afternoon with Colombian President Iván Duque, President Trump refused to elaborate.
I never talk about that.
Sending 5,000 troops to Colombia.
You'll see.
The United States has sent food and medicine to Colombia. The United Nations says more than 3 million Venezuelans have fled during this economic crisis. Many arrive here, in neighboring Cúcuta, Colombia. In August, Fox News traveled to Cúcuta, where tens of thousands of Venezuelans crossed daily into Colombia.
If I'm not mistaken, this is where the same place where Marco Rubio went was at yesterday. A contingent of Americans went down because now the food has arrived. The humanitarian effort is in full swing for the United States.
To secure medicine, clean water, and food. Maduro's government is blocking American aid shipments there.
Now, what you see is a very big graphic, well, a river with three large bridges going across it. It's blocked between Colombia and Venezuela because they don't want the food shipments to come across. This is blockage from the Venezuelan government, Maduro. I mean, the people are starving now. We've known this. We've documented starvation and the water crisis for the people for, well, 2 or 3 years. This is where California's going.
I mean, his country is not a nation of beggars. Opposition leader Juan Guaido says he is organizing aid caravans into Venezuela starting February 23rd. That gives the military more than a week to decide whether to try and stop them. Colombian President Iván Duque has committed to ensuring that those caravans arrive. Brent?
Rich Edson, live the State Department.
So, we're setting the stage here. But, you know, you have the problem with Omar, right? She's, 20-some years old or something like that, I guess. I don't know. But she's creating quite a little row, isn't she? And everybody says, well, she should be shaking up the place, right? If you're a radicalized Islamic terrorist, you want to shake it up. This is your form of terrorism. This is your jihad, in other words. And that's clearly what she's doing. You can't say anything else about it. She was terrorizing a man who was giving testimony. Everybody says, well, that's great. He's a bureaucrat. Well, really, what was the reason for it? What was the reason for it? Was it to find out the facts and proceed with policy, or was it to just make a political statement that is embedded in it by a lie? That's different. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Hey, I got a text from one of our listeners, and this is at the beginning of the show. I'm sorry, I'm getting to it right now. I know that was a couple hours ago, but I wanted to clear this up because we're running out of time. Oh, boy, it's going to be one of those days. Hot coffee, anybody? Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, the National Emergencies Act. This is the big hubbub about what happened on Friday. And by the way, I hope that the Trump administration does some house cleaning. It's about time. There's some people that aren't helping the president, in my opinion, who shall remain nameless at this point. But I think we'll just let events kind of... I know the Q people are going to like this. We'll just let events sort of play out. National Emergency Act. This is what it is. I'm using Wikipedia for this. So this is not deep research. I mean, I don't have to go too far to get this is what I'm saying. To some people, it's deep. I get it. You know, we're advanced thinkers here. And we could if we want to get deep, we could call in people who wrote it or... you know, something like that. But we're going to get National Emergencies Act. This is how it's defined. NEA. An act to terminate certain authorities with respect to national emergencies still in effect and to provide the orderly implementation and termination of future national emergencies. Enacted by the 94th Congress, effective September 14th, 1976. Codification. 50 U.S.C. War and National Defense. 50 U.S.C. Chapter 34. Legislative History. Introduced in the House. House Resolution 3884 by Peter Rodino. Committee consideration, House Judiciary, Senate Government Operations. Passed the House on September 4th, 1975. Passed the Senate on August 27th, 1976. And passed with an amendment. House agreed to Senate amendment on August 31st, 1976, agreed, signed into law by President Gerald R. Ford on September 14th, 1976. So there you have the codifications. It says, is a United States federal law passed to end all previous national emergencies and to formalize the emergency powers of the president. The act empowers the president to activate special powers during a crisis, but imposes certain procedural formalities when invoking such powers. The perceived need for the law rose from the scope and number of laws granting special powers to the executive in the times of national emergency. Congress can undo the emergencies declarations with either a joint resolution and the president's signature or with a veto-proof two-thirds majority vote. Powers available under this act are limited to the 136 emergency powers Congress has defined by law. The legislation was signed by Gerald Ford. There have been 59 emergencies that have been declared. Now, of course, the latest one was 59. More than 30 of which are remain in effect. So we have 30. Now, I was told by somebody up on the Hill in the Congress. So we have this way wrong. There's only 18 in effect. Or maybe I misinterpreted that, but I do know that what they can do is they can pull from other National Emergencies Acts to apply to certain situations now, which I don't think can be litigated. Now, that's broad. So, in other words, it's kind of interesting the way this whole thing works out. If you've got all these National Emergency Acts, like 59 of them, okay, they've been declared in 30 of which are 30 are still in effect. Those 30 in effect have segments, elements that can be used in the current one. Now, I may be wrong with this, and I'll try and clarify, but that's my understanding as it was explained to me by people in Congress. I should check with White House staff, but yeah, that's a big get to do that one, right? So that was how it was explained to me by some people in the House, actually. Okay, I'm not going to tell you who it was, but it was in the House. Anyway, background, okay. The background, the first president to issue emergencies proclamation was Woodrow Wilson on February 5th, and he issued the following: I have found that there exists a national emergency arising from the insufficiency of maritime tonnage to carry the products of the farms, forest, mines, and manufacturing industries of the United States to the consumers abroad within the United States. This proclamation was within the limits of the act established by the United States Shipping Board. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 93rd president, asserted the power to declare emergencies without limiting their scope or duration, without citing the relevant statutes, and without congressional oversight. Supreme Court in Youngstown Sheet and Tube limited the presidential act, and so on. Presidents have continued to use emergency authority subject to the provisions of the act, with 42 national emergencies declared between 76 and 2007, and most of those were for the purpose of restricting trade with certain foreign entities. Termination of a prior Senate investigation found that 470 provisions of federal law that a president might invoke via the declaration of emergency, that was done. The act repealed several of these provisions, blah, 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 blah. Okay, procedure of new emergencies and rescinding emergency declarations. The act authorized the president to activate the emergency provisions. Now, I guess the big thing is, I'm trying to get to, is the types of powers that we have here. This is what we're seeing in this whole thing, because I'm running out of time, is that we have a list of national emergencies. Here, this is what I want. I want the list. Good God, I want the list. We got time. We got time. No worries. No issues. No issues. You can call in 215-867-8255. Okay, this is what we have. List of national emergencies. Here we go. Get ready. Wilson. This is Woodrow Wilson in 1917, emergency with water, blah, blah, blah. Declaring bank holiday. That was an emergency. Declared a bank. This is a national emergency used. Declared a bank holiday from March 6th through March 9th. Using the Trading with the Enemy Act 1970 as a legal basis, the first of four emergencies cited by Senate report as never having been terminated. Never been terminated. The Cotton Control Act, that terminated one. Let's see, what else we have here? Some other ones. Current ones that are in place. Clinton, arms, proliferation of mass destruction, sanctions, prohibiting transactions with terrorists. Anyway, we got more to come. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, you know, just sort of going through all the different things happening here. And it's kind of interesting. We've got, this is the executive order signed March 8th, 2015, that's still currently functioning. March 8th, 2015. And this is why I say, you know, you're wondering, how can the United States do all the things it's doing in Venezuela? Here it is. Here's one of them that's in operation right now. Why are they not protesting this? Why isn't Omar protesting this? You know, the radicalized Islamic terrorist who got up and was badgering a former Reagan appointee. This is what this is. Listen to this. Blocking property and suspending entry of certain persons contributing to the situation in Venezuela. In Venezuela, right? Isn't that amazing? Impose sanctions on 7 high-ranking. so this is a current one, and I don't know. I haven't. I can open it up and look at the executive order itself. Well, let's see. Other reasons for the message to me. Okay. Oh, they don't even have it. I wonder why they don't have it. I don't know. They say they have it, but they don't have it. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Isn't that interesting? This is interesting. There's a whole list of them, and we'll have them posted up for you so you can see them. It's kind of interesting how they got them. Trump, military. This is the current one that was... Trump did one back in November of 2018. Blocking property of certain persons contributing to the situation in Nicaragua. Now we have declaring a national emergency concerning the southern border of the United States. Isn't that something else? Anyway... This is the state of the union, if you will, right now in Donald Trump with the military declaration signed last Friday. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I know I got callers that are stacked up. We couldn't get to you. Call back tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We have a big grievance coming up today. Grievance 56, Marysville, California. Support our sheriffs. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.